Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
We're back on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. This is Chicago's Afternoon News. All right, John Williams, I know you listened to him from 9 to noon, and then with the Wintrust Business Lunch at noon till 1, he's got a news click up today. It is about the Derek Chauvin guilty verdict. He says the choices, if you look at WGNRadio.com, Derek Chauvin was found guilty on all counts. First choice is that's the right verdict. The second is he should not have been found guilty on all the counts. And the third is wrong verdict. I say not guilty on all counts. So go to WGNRadio.com and you can register your vote there. Beth Johnson is on a phone line. She's from the Equal Justice Foundation of Illinois and the New Leaf, Illinois. As talked before, Beth, welcome back to WGN.
Hey, thanks so much. Glad to be here.
Okay, so when we talked before, it's about the Illinois marijuana law and the expungement of people who've been busted in the past for low-level possession or use of marijuana, correct?
That's right.
And in the beginning, there were a lot of automatic expungements. Is that still going on?
It is, and there has been a completion of those processes for law enforcement records, but we're hoping more people that have these convictions start reaching out to New Leaf, Illinois to take advantage of the resources that are available across the state for people.
So to still get an expungement or after the expungement to get assistance?
So two things. One, to actually expunge the court records of the automatic expungements, but also for the folks that are eligible to vacate their convictions in the court of conviction. They have to reach out to newleafillinois.org to be able to get legal assistance, and our grantees are located throughout the state to help people file those motions and get before the court to vacate those convictions from the past.
I want to get to that, but first, so you could get an expungement from the police records, but then you have to go to court to get the court expungement?
That's right.
And is that not automatic?
That is not automatically happening for the large majority that many people heard about like a 500,000 around the new year where it's automatically expunged by law enforcement.
Right.
Everyone still has to go through the expungement process to get rid of the court records, and that's where employers and landlords go to are the courts to run a background check. So we want to make sure people are aware of that and taking full advantage of their rights under the law to expunge their entire record.
So if the police have expunged it from their records, it's just a matter of asking the court to do it. It's fairly automatic once you do the right things.
Yes.
Okay. So how do people do it?
So folks can reach out either on the phone to register or online. So they would call New Leaf, Illinois at 855-963-9532, or they go online to newleafillinois.org, register. Within a couple days, the network will get back to you to discuss what your options are, and if you're eligible for relief, get you a direct referral in the county where the conviction or arrest happened to be able to address those old cannabis records.
New Leaf is a group of community organizations, right, funded by the state for this program?
That's right. Legal aid organizations and community organizations that are getting the word out about it. But there's lawyers to represent folks throughout the state.
So how many people do you think out there have you not heard from at all when it comes to these expungements?
Thousands. So thousands of people should be reaching out to try and get some assistance through this resource that was dedicated for the public.
I suppose
as an equitable remedy.
I suppose that they're not notified when the expungement goes through, right? So unless you are, I mean, you might have be aware that this is on your record from when you were a teenager or whatever, but unless you're up to speed on what's exactly happening, you've got no reason to call New Leaf.
That's right. People just don't know for sure. And so I think our message is just reach out. If you don't know if you qualified for the automatic expungement, if you're not sure what route to go down, this resource is out there to assist people to navigate this legal process because it can be confusing.
Do you do more than that just to help with the expungement? I think you alluded earlier to the fact that you offer other services.
So this network is dedicated to focusing exclusively on those criminal records and the past records of folks that have been arrested or convicted. Now, these agencies deal with a myriad of legal issues, but this focus for this project is on those past records that can stop people from getting jobs, from getting apartments, from getting houses, from getting education. The goal is to remove those, barriers that people face when they're trying to move forward in their future.
What's the level of marijuana possession that for which you can be expunged? I mean, I'm imagining if you're walking around with, you know, a couple pounds worth, you're not going to get an expungement, but where is it that that cutoff is?
So the legislature drew that cutoff with misdemeanor and class 4 felony convictions. So what? Under the law, if you're convicted of a misdemeanor or a class 4 felony, those are the records that are eligible for relief under the statute.
Do you know what amount that would be?
It changed around 2016, but it could go from anywhere up to 500 grams of possessing it and up to 30 grams if you were ever selling it at a certain point.
So even if you were selling it at one point, you still could get the expungement?
You could request it. So mind you, the court always has the ability to say yes or no when you're filing a motion to vacate. So that's just one more reason to have a legal advocate that could help you go through this process to ensure this relief happens. But nothing through the courts when you're filing this motion is quote-unquote automatic. There's still that discretion built in where somebody's going to have to argue why they're deserving of this relief. And sometimes it will be fairly easy. It just depends on the circumstances of somebody's past record.
Okay, Beth, tell me one more time, how is it that people get a hold of you? And is there a way online where they can find out, first of all, whether they got the police expungement?
There is no way online to do that. It's been a difficult feat for the state to do this. But part of it, too, is they don't want to make all this information accessible after going through the expungement process.
Right.
But if you want to know what you're eligible for, two ways. Online, newleafillinois.org to register, or you call 855-963-9532 and you register over the phone, and then someone will be back in touch within a couple days to walk you through what you'd be eligible for.
Beth Johnson from New Leaf, Illinois. Beth, great to talk to you again. I appreciate it.
Same here. Have a good night. Thank you.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. All right, things are a little turned around. We've been pretty active when it comes to news today. So we're going to do the Signature 6 at 6 at about 6:38. And then Ian Scher will be here. Mary, where's the wildest place you've ever gotten your hair done? Like super clips, like in your... in an El Camino somewhere.
I don't know. I was trying to think if I got my hair braided or something in Jamaica, but no.
Amazon is getting into the hairstyling business.
Oh, please.
Just like everything else. So we're going to talk about Ian with that a little bit later. But first, let's head into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.